And if someone doesn't know what the sustainability fair is, what is it?
This is the eighth year that we've been in operation. And what it is that a group of people, primarily from the sustainable building trades, have been getting together for years, trying to figure out a way where they could meet people who are interested in sustainability practices and find a larger audience for their sustainable businesses. There was a perception that people that were interested in sustainability, whether they were builders or whether they were gardeners or farmers or whether they were sitting in their kitchen making natural soaps or whatever they were, that they were kind of isolated, and it was hard for them to find the people that might be interested in what they had to offer. On the other hand, there was a perception that there are many consumers in this area who think that sustainable products are a product of the cities, that you have to be in a big urban area to have access to sustainable products. And we were surprised to find out how many people there are on both sides of the equation, both those who want to produce sustainable products and those who want to consume sustainable products. So for the last 8 years, we've been getting those people together, and we have been, I think, successful in getting those two sides of the equation together and having a lot of fun in the process of doing it.
You have some interesting speakers and events going on this year. Talk about that.
Every year, our steering committee decides on a theme. And it's not an exclusive theme. It isn't that we're not encouraging other businesses as well, but we choose an area to concentrate on. And this year, we were a little concerned that we were getting a little stale, that we had some of the same exhibitors year after year. And so we decided to try for something different. And we chose the theme sustainability where you'd least expect to find it. We solicited people in areas that we had not had before and some of the more unusual areas that we did have before. So this year, since our fair is only going to be for 4 hours long, we have four different workshops where we've gotten unusual presenters for these workshops. One of them is legacy horse logging, where we have found a gentleman by the name of Jason Julian to come and describe his business of logging with horses. I mean, I know that for a lot of us old timers, we are familiar with that, but it's kind of faded away. And it was a very pleasant surprise to me to find out that there are people who are still logging with horses. And Mr. Julian not only logs with horses all winter, but in the summertime, he farms a dairy farm, which we all know is very labor intensive, also with his horses. And so he's going to be presenting on how they literally make a living using sustainable practices. Our second workshop is going to be a hands-on workshop where we think that one of the places you'd least expect to find sustainability is your own utility company. And so, we learned, I'm sure many people know this already, but we learned that our own Wisconsin Public Service offers a EnergyWise program where you can sign up to buy power from sustainable sources. And so we're going to do a hands-on workshop where people can bring their public service bills and we'll walk them through signing up for their EnergyWise program. One of the other workshops we have is based on an exhibitor that we've had for years who's always been one of our most popular exhibitors, that being Winsong and Steve Moe, who do sustainable funerals. And people have always been fascinated by that and a little bemused. This time we're actually going to have them do a workshop on how you actually go about planning your own or a loved one's green funeral. And then for our final workshop, we're doing, again, in the theme of sustainability, where you'd least expect to find it, we're doing a workshop on green investments. We have an accredited financial advisor coming to talk about green investments and investing in companies that are sustainable.